Good morning, brothers and sisters. Have you shout for joy yet? We have to shout for joy. Not only we have the eternal hope in the coming days, we have the hope of the present life as well. God has promised a lot in our present life, for He wants us to live in hope and faith. Hallelujah! It is very precious. Our life of hope. Not only we have the grace of being forgiven by the Lord, our sin are forgiven and we became the Lord's love. Moreover, we will inherit the inheritance and all things with the Lord. Hence, we shall shout for joy. Let us shout for joy that we can gain the inheritance and all things with the Lord. Hallelujah! Brothers and sisters, let us sing a hymn together in Songs of Love, Song 44, Hope in the Grace of the Lord's Coming. We will sing the third, the fourth, and the fifth stanzas.
The rich grace of the Lord's coming surpasses all human dreams. I shall be taken to the clouds and be face to face with Him. My body will be transformed to be like His of glory. He'll bring me to the Father's home, grow in the holy city. When I see His face of glory and realize His love so deep, I'll be drawn by His majesty, change into marvelous glory. Love responds, flows from my heart like a spring that ever swells. God's household is full of sweetness. We drown in the wells of love, feeling Christ giving as Christ age, detoured in Him not in vain, giving water to little ones, a reward from Him again. He remember all my days, all sweet memory display. So precious He appreciates me, He cherishes my love.
Only the name of the hymn is worthy for our meditation, for it is so meaningful. Peter said, set your hope fully on the grace that will be brought to you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. Peter asks us to set our hope fully. We are still on earth. The hope will be fulfilled in the coming days, but we have to set our hope fully and think what will happen to us when the Lord comes. The Bible said, our bodies will be transformed. We will receive the rewards. We can see the Lord face to face. You and I will have a part in a beautiful world in the future. When we set our hope fully, then our mind are kept and we strain our mind to be holy and fear God. I encourage you to read the first letter from Peter, chapter 1. Peter encouraged us so that we lived abundantly in the present life, and we shall receive the praising of the Lord, and we are worthy to receive glory with Him. Brothers and sisters, it is so beautiful that we have the time and a chance to respond to the Lord on earth. So let us sing this hymn again, the third, the fourth, and the fifth stanzas. You can think which sentence in the hymn touched your heart. So let us sing this hymn.
The rich grace of the Lord's coming surpasses all human dreams. I shall be taken to the clouds and be face to face with Him. My body will be transformed to be like His of glory. He'll bring me to the Father's home, grow in the holy city. When I see His face of glory and realize His love so deep, I'll be drawn by His majesty, change into marvelous glory. Love response flows from my heart like a spring that ever swells. God's household is full of sweetness. We drown in the wells of love, feeling prize giving as Christ stage, detoured in Him, not in vain, giving water to little ones, a reward from Him again. He remember all my days, all sweet memory display. So precious He appreciates me, He cherishes my love.
Shall we worship together? After our worshiping, we can pray and respond to the Lord about the hymn which has touched you. Lord, thank you for your salvation has delivered us from such a deadly peril. You have brought us to the heaven. You will continue to bring us the abundance of grace that we can see you face to face, to receive your praising and rewards in heaven. How precious you will bring us to the Father's house, to the holy city, New Jerusalem. You will share with us your glory. The most precious is that when you appear, we will understand more your heart to us. When I think of all the sweet memories we'll display before us, it is so precious we can understand your appreciation and praising, how you treasure our life. Lord, the day of your returning will come soon. Let us adorn ourselves to wait for your coming. You can stop the recording fast, or you can draw near the Lord and worship Him. We'll read the Bible together when you're ready. May the Lord bless you. Brothers and sisters, we will read in the book of Genesis, chapter 30, verse 25 to 34, and the last verse, which is verse 43. As soon as Rachel had bore Joseph, Jacob said to Laban, "Send me away, that I may go to my own home and country. Give me my wives and my children for whom I have served you, that I may go, for you know the service that I have given you." But Laban said to him, "If I found favor in your sight, I have learned by divination that the Lord has blessed me because of you. Name your wages, and I will give it." Jacob said to him, "You yourself know how I have served you, and how your livestock had fared with me. For you had little before I came, and it has increased abundantly, and the Lord has blessed you wherever I turn. But now, when shall I provide for my own household also?" He said, "What shall I give you?" Jacob said, "You shall not give me anything. If you will do this for me, I will again pasture your flock and keep it. Let me pass through all your flock today, removing from it every speckle and spot sheep and every black lamb, and the spot and speckled among the goats, and they shall be my wages. So my honesty will answer for me later, when you come to look into my wages with you. Every one that is not speckled and spot among the goats and black among the lambs, if found with me, shall be counted stolen. Laban said, Good, let it be as you have said. Verse 43. Thus the man increased greatly and had large flocks, female servants and male servants, and camels and donkeys. Jacob has served Laban for 14 years. His uncle, whom was also his father-in-law, didn't give him any wages. He gained his wife and children in these 14 years. In verse 22, Rachel gave birth to Joseph, his first son, and at that time Jacob had 11 sons and served Laban for 14 years. He requests to leave, but Laban didn't want Jacob to go and wished to make him stay so that he could prosper and multiply. For God has blessed Jacob. Jacob discussed with him regarding the wages again. I believe Jacob knew Laban so well that how cunning was his uncle and as well as his father-in-law for the last 14 years. And Jacob also knew so well that it was God who blessed Laban because of him. In verse 30, with faith, Jacob said, The Lord has blessed you wherever I turned. He believed firmly the Lord was with him for these 14 years. God's presence was with him and blessed him. Then Jacob proposed a very special way to determine his wages, and Laban agreed with it, for he could benefit a lot. All the speckled and spot sheep and goats and the black lamb also should be his wages. As you can see, what Jacob could get was a little. Moreover, Laban sent his own son for supervision, so Jacob couldn't play any trick. He asked Jacob to live far away, where it took 3 days to get there, in order the flocks of Laban couldn't mate with the flocks of Jacob. The plan of Laban was perfect and infallible, so Laban agreed with the proposal of Jacob. So he agreed to serve Laban for 6 more years. I believe Laban made this agreement in a hurry because it was a good deal, and Laban might even think, this son was so silly. Laban, who was so smart, would not refuse the proposal of his son-in-law. But I'm thinking why Jacob has this unprofitable deal. I believe Jacob had the fullness of faith that God would bless him. He might think only a small number of flocks he had still could reproduce quickly. They should be very healthy and increased in number, and it should enough for him to bring his wives and his children and leave his uncle. Jacob had built up a very close relationship with God for the last 14 years. He knew well how to enjoy God and his blessing, and he became more steady, and no longer he deceived others. And finally, Jacob was much wealthier than his uncle Laban. In verse 43 mention, Jacob increased greatly and had large flocks, female servants and male servants, and camels and donkeys. He had used the right way to put his trust in God. He believed God and received the greatest blessing. Brothers and sisters, it's true, for those who fear God lack nothing. We will not put to shame when we rely on Him and fear Him. These verses also remind me, Job, in chapter 1, verse 1, mention Job had suffered a lot. He lost everything in one night. What did he say? The Lord gave and the Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Jacob had once tried his very best to get the blessing. What he could get in exchange was the separation from his family. He had to flee away and went to his uncle, relying on help from him, for Jacob got nothing. But now all he did was to put his trust on God and to rely on the help of God by faith. No longer he got nothing, but he could return in glory. Brothers and sisters, the intention of God to us is the best. The name of God speaks for himself. God is righteous, but he is abound in loving kindness. All we have to do is to have faith in him and put our trust in him. He will give us the best as his promised, according to his righteousness and steadfast love, and the salvation which accomplished by the Lord Jesus. He will give us the best. Shall we worship and give thanks together? Lord, the Lord gave and the Lord has taken away. You know our need, and you know well what is the best. What we gain or lose has your best intention. Blessed be the name of the Lord. O Lord, you are the smartest. The wisdom of man cannot be compared to your wisdom and might. Your ways is higher than our ways. No matter how Laban tried his best to look for the little advantage, the blessing you poured to Jacob couldn't be hindered. O Lord, you have defeated the devil. No matter how he tried to discourage us and to be our opponent, Lord, still your blessing can pour upon us forever, for you have accomplished the salvation on the cross. You make the new covenant, and you became the guarantor of this new covenant, so that the effect of the salvation poured upon us every day until eternity. Lord, help us to have the fullness of faith and hope to you and your will. And we have the love response to you, to live a life of faith, hope, and love. We are surrounded by so great a crowd of witnesses. Lord, help us so that our faith are strong and firm. Help us to have the great joy and hope by you. Lord, may you bless us. Brothers and sisters, we will finish here. If you have time, you can finish off chapter 30. Or you can draw near the Lord and have the love fellowship with him. May the Lord bless you.